Well, go now to Division of Wildlife. And before we get into the action items, maybe Tom, would this be a good time to handle those petitions from yesterday? We've got those prepared. We can deal with those right now.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. I'll just wait one moment here as Nick is passing out those resolutions that we visited about yesterday in respect to the two petitions that were denied. Should be receiving two resolutions. One of them is 22-01 and the other would be 22-02. 22-01 would be in respect to the petition brought forward by Mr. Williams that talked about adding Butte County into Unit 2 away from Unit 1. We have in there drafted for your consideration too, whereas we're really talked about and emphasized the items that we visited about yesterday in terms of leaving it in Unit 1, providing the most opportunities for sportsmen, considering the average years when geese are there, and providing the most opportunity, and also the fact that providing that earlier opportunity also gives us the opportunity to harvest those resident canada geese and looking at management opportunities. So if that resolution fits from the discussion and where you wanted to go, we would ask for your approval of resolution 22-01 for the petition submitted by Mr. Williams.
Need a motion, then? Both approved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Thomas.
Okay. 22-02 is in respect to the petition brought forward by Mr. Stephan and the Migratory Bird Association talking about the refuges in the pier area. And I have three drafted whereas is there in respect to the denial of the petition, but also the action that you as a commission took. Talking there about the fact that this has been an ongoing conversation for the past couple of years in respect to the refuges on the Missouri River system here. Did mention in there the fact that the permanent request of it is essentially an invalid rule change request just because that's basically impossible to obtain. But also drafted in there that as a commission body, you believe that there was some validity to this conversation and would like some more discussion and public input, and that you as a commission will propose to put that out there for the expansion or addition of those refuges in the pier area to obtain public input. So that's what we have drafted in there for your consideration. And if you approve of that, we would ask for you to adopt 22-02.
Motion and second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And I think we'll go into the sheep auction license. John, are you doing that for us?
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. John Kianta, Terrestrial Section Chief with Game and Fish, and good morning to the Chairman and Commissioners and Secretary Roebling. Yeah, so I'll quickly go through the auction license, and this is an action item. We'll need two action items today, and I'll walk you all through that so you know exactly what we're talking about here. But I'll start by letting you all know that in administrative rule, we have it laid out, the process of how we go about auctioning a bighorn sheep license. And probably the most important point there is that in rule it states if we offer three or more bighorn sheep licenses in the regular lottery draw, to residents, that one of those would be available for auction. And so this year, you guys took action yesterday to approve 11 bighorn sheep licenses, so one of those can go to auction. I'll just quickly recap. We did offer an auction license in 2021. It was a little bit different last year in that we were still dealing with COVID, and so that license was largely auctioned online. It did well. I've raised $240,250. Probably the second largest that we've ever raised with it. That auction hunter did harvest a nice ram in the Eastern Pennington unit. It scored 183 inches and 7/8. Boy, I can't talk right this morning. Excuse me. So a Boone and Crockett ram and a really nice ram out there. And as I'm sure Chad Lehman or Trenton Hafley informed yesterday, we had 100% success in all of our units and some good hunting opportunity out there. And folks scored a lot of nice rams. So good stuff there. The process in rule requires that we send out a request for applications to auction the bighorn sheep license. I did that. I sent out, for example, to Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, the National Wild Sheep Foundation, the Mule Deer Foundation, Midwest Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation. I sent out several requests for application to auction the license. As has been with the last several years since we started this, the only application that we received was from the Midwest Wild Sheep Foundation, and the others declined to submit an application. In rule, there are 8 requirements that they have to demonstrate in that application. I won't go through all those today, but just wanted you to know that those are in rule, and there are some steps that they need to take to show us that they're capable of auctioning this license. I want to talk a little bit about open units. Again, as they probably explained yesterday, unfortunately, we had that die-off in the Eastern Pennington unit, and we'll work through that and deal with that issue. Last year the license was open in Elk Mountain, which is along the Wyoming border in Custer County, Elk Canyon, which is coming east in Custer County, and then, of course, in Eastern Pennington, where the die-off occurred. So with the closing of that unit in the regular season, we would also like to close that or take that out of the availability to the auction license. But on the flip side, with things going so well in Custer State Park and a good inventory of rams there and increasing licenses, we do feel like it's a great opportunity to offer the auction license in Custer State Park as well. Interesting kind of thought, because we'll take away that Eastern Pennington unit where we shot a world record ram a couple years ago, a really cool place to hunt, which is sad news, but then great news. To be able to offer someone the opportunity to harvest a ram in Custer State Park. As with many of our seasons in Custer State Park, on particularly on big game animals, there's a much sought-after license, and so I do think there'll be a lot of interest in offering it in Custer State Park if you so choose. Just quickly to let you know, I have reached out to Midwest already and started with some of the plans. With the idea that you will approve their application. And so they are planning to have a banquet in March. And then, of course, I would work with them with your approval to advertise this and put it out for an online auction and then ultimately finish up that auction at their banquet in March there. And so that, just a brief information item for you, and then I would ask that we'll certainly entertain any questions you might have, but then we would need to take action first on those open units or where that auction license is available, and then also to approve the Midwest Wild Sheep Foundation as the entity to auction the license.
Those two different items?
I believe we should take, Mr. Chairman, I believe we should take two different actions there.
Any questions? We had a conversation about our great working relationship that we've had with Alberta, and that we've got the ability to go there in the past and bring home sheep to South Dakota. Is there any plans for doing any more of that in the near future?
Mr. Chairman, so Alberta, yes, that's a great place, good supply of sheep. What I would tell you is that what we seem to be finding is sheep from Alberta seem to be more naive to the Mycoplasma ovum pneumoniae. And I say that because there's been transplants, of course, ours to South Dakota. We brought those in and released them in Deadwood. And then also North Dakota has released sheep from Alberta and Nevada. In all of those cases, all of the sheep from Alberta succumbed to Mycoplasma ovum pneumoniae and died off. So while it's a good source of sheep, and certainly I would love to go there again and get some sheep for you all, I really don't think it's a good idea because of the low success rate we've had with transplanting those sheep. Now, to talk about transplants, yes, absolutely, that's always on the table, in particular when we talk about when our herds reach carrying capacity or that threshold that we believe are enough sheep on the mountain, so to speak. And there are some spots right now. You know, Elk Mountain certainly is a spot that we have started to talk about that. Badlands National Park is another spot we're starting to talk to staff there. And so what we're planning right now in the way of transplants, or talking about, I should say, is potentially moving sheep, say, out of Badlands into a herd in the Black Hills or something of that nature. But no plans right now or talk of transplanting sheep across state boundaries.
Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman, so the second part would be that the license would be valid in the Elk Mountain, Elk Canyon, and Custer State Park units. Thank you.
So you got a bunch of bighorn sheep wranglers from way back up here, so if you run into any issues, give us a call.
That's what I was going to say. I'm sure a lot of folks would love to go to Alberta with me and wrestle some sheep. So. Thank you.
Now that takes us to number 24, Sage.